Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Landfill loves Milli Vanilli. It's one of the strangest.
I wonder, was Landfill back there, you know.
He plays Milli Vanilli a lot.
Singing girl. And he was doing it back in the day. Milli Vanilli fan.
Big Milli Vanilli fan.
Were you hurt when you found out they were lip syncing?
I still love the music. I don't care.
So I wanted to talk about something. I went out this weekend. I went out on the town.
Yeah.
It was my buddy Jed's 40th birthday.
Okay.
Shout out, Jed. Happy birthday, pal. So all day Saturday, I was Father of the Year. I went out to my in-laws because it was my father-in-law's 70th birthday. Shout out, Lou. Happy
Son-in-law
birthday.
Son-in-law of the year, too.
Son-in-law, sure. I'll take that. So
You have to do those things sometimes.
Yeah. My in-laws live about like a half hour west of us, basically. So, of course, have the disagreement with my wife about what time we're leaving, because I have to go from that party downtown to the other party. She had said 8. At like 8:15, I was like, hey, what do you think? We have two little kids that have to go to sleep. She said, I said 8:30. And I was like, I chose not to engage in any sort of argument.
Are you growing up?
Perhaps.
Okay.
But whatever, it was not a big deal. So we get home, get the girls to bed, and now I am going from my house in Bethesda down to the Georgetown waterfront.
Okay.
Which I was surprised to find out is no longer like the spot it once was. It was fun, and there was a decent crowd, but the Georgetown waterfront, when I was younger, on a nice Saturday night in the summer, would have been
packed. But it's not coming off of a pandemic where they're just opening stuff back up.
No, what people were telling me is that, like, this area, Navy Yard, all these riverfront spots have kind of dramatically impacted the Georgetown waterfront. Because more people live over here now. More people live in Shaw and in eastern parts of the city, I guess. It was in whatever.
Yeah.
So my house, I call an Uber to go downtown. The cost of the Uber.
Wait.
Inflation.
Saturday night.
First off,
time.
Inflation has definitely hit Uber. Maybe there's less people driving with the pandemic. I don't know. But the costs are definitely higher than they used to be. And that's, inflation's hitting everything, right? What can you do? So my house to Georgetown was like $32, something like that.
How'd that?
Uber Black was $40. It was like $39.20. And I've just been driving. I've been dealing with kids all day. The last thing I wanted was to get into the back of like a Mazda Protege or something and just be cramped in. I just didn't want to have a little junky Uber ride.
Yeah.
And I thought for 20% more, it's going to cost me $8 more. It's worth it to pay for the black car.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your ratio is. Is that too much to pay? Or is that about right? So it went from 30, so it would have been like 32.65 to 39.65, roughly.
You pay for what you want. And I think I would pay, like, you and I were in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. Tuesday, Wednesday night, we get an Uber. It was $14, $20,
$30. Right.
Thursday, Friday night, that was at $100, $80, things of that nature. We kept getting them. And I think what you have to understand, it's the D.C. metropolitan area. Going from Maryland into D.C., stop signs and all those different things. I mean, stop lights and all that, which makes the time a little longer. And then what they call it? They call it prime time or whatever, where the rates go up. That's going to happen in this area. So I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I'll say this. That $39 you're spending is way less than what you would spend if something else happened.
Oh, yeah.
So I always look at it like that. I was told in Virginia, a DUI, a thing of that nature, is going to cost you basically $7,500 on up.
Woo!
So when you look at a $39 Uber ride, I'll ride that Uber all day.
Now, landfill is notoriously cheap. Uh-huh. What do you think of me spending an extra 20% to be in a nicer car?
I mean, if you're already going to go out and spend the $30 on Uber, you might as well just get the good one.
Okay. So we're all pretty much in agreement here. This was a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Cody Betts?
Yeah, like Beamish said, you pay for what you want.
That simple.
That simple.
All right. Well, speaking of paying for what I want, I'm telling you, this could cause panic in the streets.
Go ahead.
There could be, you know, in the Great Depression when there was like a run on banks and all the banks closed. Mm-hmm. There's a shortage of something in this area that is dramatically important.
Such as?
Old Bay.
Oh, Lord.
Dude.
Won't hurt me.
It hurts me. Hurts me in my soul.
Won't hurt me at all.
I went to two grocery stores this weekend, a Giant and a Safeway my house.
You may just stop having all that salt in you. You'll be good then.
No Old Bay. And they don't know where to find it. So I mean this seriously.
I guess that tanker, when they shut down that oil line, that gas line, that messed up Old Bay too?
Something happened. How the hell is there no Old Bay? And I asked the dude at Giant, who's like an older guy, he's worked there a long time, and he steams the shrimp and like does a good job and is very liberal with his Old Bay usage.
Uh-huh.
I asked him, I was like, what is going on? He's like, man, it's been like this for a month. And he told me, he's like, I'm supposed to get some in Sunday. You should come check. I didn't. But
you didn't go back, so that's your fault.
No, because I went to Safeway instead trying to check. Is that a real thing? Listen.
Giant told you we're going to have it Sunday. You go to Safeway and check. That's smart.
Listen, I never claim to be smart. Maybe I'll go by Giant today. I would like you, because you guys all live in Virginia. Can you see if there's Old Bay next time you're at the grocery store?
I don't care if it's Old Bay.
You couldn't pick me some up?
Because I don't even look for it.
What am I supposed to put on my eggs?
Well, I'll give you some real seasoning, some stuff that tastes good.
Old Bay tastes good.
Salt.
What am I supposed to put on my avocado?
Salt. That's just salt.
Landfill, I need a favor, pal. Will you go to the grocery store and try to find me some Old Bay?
How about you just go by that Giant that told you that they were going to have some yesterday?
He said might have some.
But why won't you go check it out before we go run around Virginia?
I'm not asking you to run around. Next time you're going to the grocery store.
That probably won't be happening.
You don't go to the grocery store?
Not often. If next time I go to the grocery store, your Old Bay, your need for Old Bay would probably be way up.
All right. Well, dude, I'm at ground zero right now. I have zero Old Bay. And my wife wants me to make wings tonight.
Well,
and you know
J-O.
What kind of wings she likes?
Might be better.
Old Bay wings. What the hell am I supposed to do, Landfill?
Why didn't you stock up on some Old Bay when you noticed you were running low? Why'd
get
you wait until you got absolute
get some
zero?
Slap your mama. That might be better.
They had Slap Your Mama at Safeway. I can't find the J-O either. Oh, I'm getting tweets on this. If you want to call in, if you have any information, call in 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
Why don't you just, like, get some salt and paprika and make your own Old Bay?
Help them out. Teach them a little bit.
People are tweeting me that work at the grocery stores, and it's a real problem. This
he
is a real thing.
Today, wanting people to pick him up, now he wants to go get. I think JP thinks he's a damn emperor.
You're the emperor. Doc Walker knows, but I'm not. Oh, Landfill, do you go to the grocery store?
Sometimes. I also think putting Old Bay on eggs is kind of gross.
Yeah.
Quite good.
That seems just like
quite pathetic.
A savage move.
How's it pathetic?
It's just because it's not a great taste.
It's great.
Okay. I'll leave it for you then.
Todd wants me to call Giant and ask. You know how impossible it is to call a store You think anybody answers the phone?
Every time I call, they answer.
When's the last time you called a grocery store?
Maybe about 2 weeks ago.
You are lying.
No, I'm not. What I wanted to know if they had Andouille sausage.
Which grocery store did you call?
Giant on Stone Road right by my house.
How many buttons did you have to press till you got a person?
I dialed the phone number. It rung like five times. And then they asked, good afternoon, Giant.
Landfill, see if you can call the Giant on West Bard Avenue in Bethesda. See if you get a person. And if you do, we'll put them on the radio and we'll ask if they have any Old Bay. The phone lines are lighting up on this topic. Cody Betts can't even answer them fast enough. Tell me when we can go to somebody. Listen, I don't want to cause a panic. I don't want to have to call in the National Guard, but there's an Old Bay shortage in the DMV.
I don't think you will.
I'm telling you, people love Old Bay. I'm not the only one. Okay. Craig Heist walks around with an Old Bay face mask. Maybe he knows where to get Old Bay.
He just got a face mask.
Cody, stop answering the phones and tell me what they're all saying. Are they telling me where I can find Old Bay?
Yeah, they're telling me Costco. There's convenience stores everywhere. College Park. I mean, how about you just go look?
Go to Costco,
a different store
and buy. And when you go,
went to two stores.
When you go to Costco, you could get bulk, so you won't run out of it again.
Tailgate Ted is my dude. Listen to this. Tailgate Ted lives over by the Costco. Mm-hmm. That's off, you know, New York Avenue. You know what Costco has very cheap?
Obey.
Tito's. So Ted hooked it. I got to Venmo him. Ted hooked me with two.
That's JP's problem. He'll go into the store to get Obey. He'll start looking for something else and forget why he was there.
I'm easily distracted.
You can just get
him to work and say, can y'all go to the store and look for me? No, go to the Giant and get it yourself.
You can just get Old Bay on Amazon.
I tried that. Try to actually order it.
All right.
It's backed up.
It says that I could get a free delivery on the
17th. You're supposed to call Giant. Have you called Giant?
I haven't called Giant.
Can you call them?
Not yet.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Hello, Mike. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Danny.
Do you have any Old Bay?
I'm heading to the store right now. If they've got it, I'll buy a big box. I'm actually buying it for somebody else to send them to them out in the Midwest. And I use it on everything, too. If they got it, I'll buy you a can. You can put me with your producer. I'll drive by your house.
Midwest. He lives in this damn area. He needs to go into a store and get it himself.
If Mike wants to get it for me, why do you care?
Y'all stop spoiling
I'm recently retired. I got time on my hands.
Make JP grow up and start do the manly thing. Go get it yourself.
Oh, look, Mike, listen, man.
Hey, Danny, I got another suggestion
for you. Why are you calling
me Danny? If you love Old Bay.
Why are you calling me Danny?
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I'm thinking Grant and Danny. I'm sorry.
So are you going to bring Old Bay to Danny's house?
Well, no. You tell me where to bring it. You tell your producer. I'm harmless. I'm former law enforcement. I'll drop it on your front step. You'll never have to see me.
You can come down here to the station anytime with Old Bay. All parties are welcome.
I didn't know you were back at the station.
Yep, we're at the station.
So you're right down there by the stadium. Okay.
Yeah man. It's easy.
I got an order in from a friend, and I use it. But I'm giving you a piece of advice if you don't already do it. Sweet white Maryland corn, butter, and Old Bay.
Oh, it's the best.
You eat corn the whole summer.
It's the best. Put Old Bay on the corn. Last night, I grilled corn, and we could only put salt on it because we didn't have any damn Old Bay. Thank you, Mike.
I just ordered some off Amazon. It'll be here Thursday. It was so easy.
Jamie in Alexandria, please. Hello, Jamie. You're on with
hey,
B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys? How are you?
Good. My name is not Danny, just to clear that up.
Oh, no, I got you.
Okay. So you work work at a grocery store?
I work at Giant. I work in the seafood department.
Is the Old Bay shortage a real thing?
It is. They were telling us that there's something going on with their distribution to our warehouses. That's why we're not getting it. But just so you know, I worked at the Giant yesterday on South Glebe Road in Arlington, and they had a crab wagon event, so they now currently have like 4 cases of Old Bay for sale in there right now.
Where is this?
South Glebe Road in Arlington.
Okay.
Right across the river.
Maybe I'll go
by
right
there.
Right
across the river.
All right.
And I work at the one on Duke Street in Alexandria, and they got some right now, too.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. That was
incredible. In other words,
very useful.
So basically what I just found out
is that the Virginia Giants have them where you guys
Maryland
live.
Maryland Crabs, who have all the Maryland stuff, don't have even Old Bay or Crabs from Maryland. They got to go to another state to get it. That's what I just found out.
So the shortage is legit. The CEO of McCormick, which is the company that makes the spice,
yeah,
says the demand, this is a news story that, of course, Ahmet texted, says the demand for Old Bay has been extraordinary, and we've been hard-pressed to keep up with it. Even now, it's one of those items we are struggling to keep in stock. The demand is just high for favorites like that.
Which means that is key to economics. You force supply and demand. You force the demand for it up so I can charge you more money, and then I get it to you. That's what that is.
Somebody on Twitter named Hash Rosin Lungs says they work 10 minutes from here, and they'll check on it tomorrow.
He needed tonight to make the wings.
I do.
Well, I think since McCormick makes Obey, use some McCormick.
All right, so there's only two left. The Safeway and Brandywine only has two containers of Old Bay left. This is the information I'm getting on Twitter right now. Thank you, TJ, for
where
that.
Where do you plan on going? Like after work?
Like in life?
No. Well, that too. No, where do you plan on going after work to get some?
He's not planning. He's planning on letting somebody else.
Not a lot of. I haven't planned much.
Okay, because I just wanted to go to those stores and buy them first.
My boy Jed, whose birthday it was, says they have it at Old Georgetown Road Giant. So maybe I'll go there. But I'll be honest with you, I really don't want to have to go out of my way. I kind of just want this problem to be fixed.
So in other words, everybody else go out their way, and you won't go out your way. You don't understand how you are. You want everything how you want it, but you don't want to do anything for it. You don't want to go out your way, but you want everybody else to do it. I think anybody that brings you some Old Bay, the dumbest damn person in the world.
Here was my request. That seems a little harsh.
I'm just saying. Because
we know Dumb the Stallion. Dumb the Stallion is a person that exists. Nobody's dumber than him.
You obviously can just go to a store instead of you. The problem with you, if you don't go to the Giant close to your house or that one Safeway, you don't go to other stores and you think that if it's not there, then somebody else needs to go do it.
Listen. You guys live in Virginia where there's ample Old Bay. I figured you go to the grocery store next time. I'm not asking you to make a special trip. You don't go to the grocery store. Okay. Landfill, Cody, Cody, do you go to the grocery store?
Last time I checked, you just said that you need this for tonight to make some wings. So how about you drive to Virginia right across the bridge and get some damn Old Bay and then go back home?
Tailgate Ted just tweeted, said, I can stop by Restaurant Depot and see if they have any for you. I didn't even know.
Okay, Ted, you're just showing your dumbness.
No way.
Yes, he is.
Maybe they're just being nice.
That's no nice.
Well, how is that not nice?
Because
I think
you.
It's absolutely nice.
You drive a car every day by all these damn stores. Stop at one and go get some Old Bay. I guarantee you can find it in D.C., you can find it in Maryland as well. But if it's not the store you want to go to, you don't go to it.
I will stop at a different store today and look. That is my promise to you, Brian Keith
Mitchell.
They just
told you where it was. Just go get it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to drive to Alexandria. I will try.
It is probably 4 or 5 miles.
Crank has weighed in and said, JP, it's Crank. I actually bought 4 containers of Old Bay yesterday at the Riggs Park Giant. Heist, what, dude, what? When we return, we're going to talk Los Angeles Chargers. You know why? Because the Washington football team plays them in a real live sanctioned NFL game in 90 days.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bam, bam. B. Mitch and Finley, we are back. And it appears that there's lots of Old Bay in Virginia and none in Maryland. That's what I've learned. Hmm. Kind of interesting, don't you think?
Or maybe just the store that you went to, there's none there.
We all know what happened here. He went to the grocery store.
He went to the Giant. That was
went to the spice section, didn't see the Old Bay, and then concocted this shortage myth. Because he was too lazy to just find a guy who worked there and ask him to go in the back.
Yeah, go in the back and get us some money.
Incorrect. I talked to my guy that works the seafood counter, which is where they store the Old Bay. It's not in the regular spice rack aisle, landfill, you dummy.
Did you check there? Because that kind of seems like that's where it should be.
Yes, and then I talked to the guy. I was like, yo, is there no Old Bay? And he told me, yeah, we've been having trouble for like the last month. Then I went to another store, checked the seafood area, and I checked the spice aisle at Safeway. It wasn't there. Asked another guy. So I did my diligence. My Old Bay diligence.
You should have just checked Amazon because you can get like a pound and a half delivered to your house tomorrow for $8.
I did just text my wife to order it from Amazon.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I don't have our Amazon Prime password, so she has to do all the ordering. Well, do you think she will?
Who?
Lauren.
Will do what?
Order the Old Bay.
No. She's going to say, Dodo, go find it in the store. I'm not doing all the extra stuff for you.
She's the one that wants the wings.
Well, if this is your wife who carried those two beautiful little girls for you all those months.
Oh, boy.
You need to drive across the river and get you some damn Old Bay and then drive back home and cook these damn wings.
You might be right. I had to text my boys. I have a confession. This is going to bother you a lot.
What's the confession?
I made subpar wings Friday night. They were not my best.
It's not going to bother me. I mean, what did you use on them?
So I do the air fryer.
What did you use on them?
I had a different serving size was the problem. So it was more wings in there, so I needed more time, and I didn't calibrate that. So they just didn't get the perfect crispness that I like.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what else I used on them?
What?
Old Bay. That's when I realized we're out of Old Bay.
That was your problem.
They were good, just not my best. And, Cody, I strive to do my best all the time.
Cody, don't buy that. I've been around him a lot. He'll start on the way to doing his best, and he'll forget what the hell he was doing and start doing something else. Then he'll come back to the other thing and forget where he was and then go back. He just never get there.
So, B. Mitch, I'd like to make a note. Cody, can you write this down, please? We have Ben White from Politico on every week to talk about
money.
Money. It's what he does. He's an economic correspondent, right? And we're all, I think at this point, everybody kind of sees it, whether you work in radio or Old Bay or whatever, that supply chains, things are disrupted, right? Like there's not enough labor in a lot of situations. Sometimes the supply of goods is hard to get. And we've been talking about how many people aren't working right now, right? And all these jobs reports. it's starting to become serious. Do you know that in New Orleans, on Bourbon Street, there is a stripper shortage?
Can I make a confession?
Sure. This sounds good.
Those are some of the clubs that I would pass by completely. Oof.
You could be...
Some of them cabarets are not that good.
You could be in New Orleans and just think you're at a regular bar.
You don't have
and
to.
Then all of a sudden there's like a stripper. Yeah, like, you know, I'm like, whoa, see, whoa, like I'm at a sports bar.
So they're saying the strip clubs have a shortage because I'm sure people walking down the street, they're stripping on the street.
I'm going to... this
you
is,
don't have to...
This is what, from the Times Picayune.
Since I was 14 years old, you don't have to go inside an actual strip thing to see that.
This is a actual news article from the New Orleans Times Picayune.
Uh-huh.
It says, tired of hanging around the house? Larry Flint's Hustler Club is having trouble finding enough strippers after coronavirus restrictions shut down most of Bourbon Street during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the adult entertainment venue is offering dancers $1,000 signing bonuses to shed their clothing and return to the stage. $1,000. I mean, that's wild. Mm. Normally, the Hustler Club on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, a place I've seen the outside of, I'll disclose that.
Yeah.
They normally have...
No one is buying that crap you just threw out there.
They normally have 65 performers.
Uh-huh.
You know how many they have right now?
How many?
15.
Well, they have 65. I don't know if you want to see all 65.
Sure, but it's...
You can also get a two-day delivery, $9.49, get you some Old Bay. Ahmed sent this to you.
Ahmed sent me this.
He might have already ordered it for you.
Are you proud of your home
I think
state?
You should take your Old Bay to that club and make it a little bit more spicy.
I don't want to go to this club.
Am I proud of my home state?
$1,000 get you back to work.
That's funny to me because I
think it's funny.
I love that. I just think that they're trying to get people back to work in all different, you know, areas, and they're just trying to find new ways. Just people now are just saying, well, you know what, we want a better quality of work environment, and you got to make sure we're going to be taken care of just in case we contract. And a lot of these businesses aren't doing that, so they figure, well, the amount of money I'm getting there anyway, it's not the same. I'm going to just do something else.
My mom just texted me, are you kidding me? You only saw the outside of it? Your nose is growing.
Well, your mom knows her son.
And Lauren just texted me, she has ordered Old Bay from Target, but it won't get here till Thursday. So we still have an issue tonight.
So, Lauren, since I know you're listening, tell your husband he should listen to the man who's a little older than him and understands. If he goes across that bridge, which is 5 miles at the most, and gets some Old Bay and come home, you're going to be happy. If he doesn't and he comes home and he can't do those wings properly tonight, he's not going to be happy.
King Jupe says, I've been having a hard time finding Old Bay as well, ever since the pandemic.
Go buy some Tony's. It might make the wings taste even better. Tony Sachery. Green bottle.
What's the bigger deal, Cody? What has a bigger impact on the people? The Old Bay shortage or the stripper shortage?
I think the stripper shortage.
Explain yourself.
Well, it's definitely not the Old Bay shortage. That'll be back by tomorrow, or you can just stop being lazy.
Bam. Ooh, even the young man is swinging from the
landfill.
Fences.
Are you more worried about Old Bay or strippers?
I mean, I don't believe either of them are real. You could just go into any grocery store and easily find Old Bay, is my belief.
You don't believe the Bourbon Street $1,000 signing bonus at Larry Flint's Hustler Club?
Well, that's possible.
That's a hard phrase. Flint's Hustler Club.
Everybody getting Old Bay but you.
Ain't that the truth?
You think that's just for female strippers, or are they hiring for... That's a big signing bonus.
Are you looking for another job?
I'm looking for another job. There's some relocation.
I mean, I bet they gave you 40
club,
hours.
Olympic Club in Vegas, you might be able to get you a little something.
Would you actually, you're a good-looking, fit young man. Would you actually be a male stripper?
Depends how the pay. I mean,
depending on how, you know, yeah. It's not
and Louisiana?
It's not depending on how the pay, it's depending on how you perform. You
don't get the tips. Pay depends you on your performance.
I'm going to go all out.
What would your song be?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. I'm going to have to think about that. I don't know off the top of my head.
So you seriously would do it?
Return of the
Mac. Why not?
There you go, Return of the Mac.
You don't think your parents would be upset?
Why would they care?
Because you're getting naked for money.
Who cares?
You don't think they'd care?
That's money. I mean, they'll be happy I'm surviving.
Oh, boy.
It's true. You got a very expensive Uber ride coming up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever seen Cody dance at all.
Come on, Cody.
You seem very rigid in your dance moves.
I'm not a dancer.
Well,
I'll get around that pole. Why not? Try it a little bit.
Hey, don't worry about it. I don't think they're going to see the actual dancing normally.
B-Mitch, how much? Yeah, they're not there for the dancing. How much money would it take you to be a male stripper?
It's going to take a lot. But like, I'm sure once I walk
somebody
on
stage,
I'll make it.
I mean, because you are also a very fit
I'll make
man.
Enough money.
Like if somebody was like, $5,000 for you to do a dance.
$5,000 is not going to change nothing about me.
$10,000.
You got to go to the high. JP, listen.
$25,000.
Listen.
You paying attention in $25,000.
I'm just letting you know if I were to do it, I'm going to get $25,000 easily.
I believe it. Yo, maybe this, forget gumbo. Let's get you stripping and I keep 10%.
First of all, we're going to get you stripping.
Nobody's coming.
And I don't want
8%. Nobody's coming to my strip show.
But that's what we want to see.
Bama fans, Mac Jones look alike.
That's the funny point about it. Yeah, that's how
the Mac Jones fan club.
If you want to see Mac Jones drop his drawers, he'd be here tonight.
We got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Los Angeles Chargers. Chris Heyer will join the program and give us a Chargers preview. 90 days till football. Who knows how many days till the strip show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B-Mitch and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow the show at B-Mitch and Finley. Follow Brian at B-Mitch Live NBCS. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Now it's time to go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Bring in our friend Chris Hare. He's the Chargers team reporter out there in sunny Southern California. Chris, what's up, man? How you doing?
JP, what's up, buddy? How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
So Chris is in SoCal now, but he's a DMV native. And I'm guessing, because Chris and I are about the same age, that you grew up a big Brian Mitchell fan.
Are you kidding me? I went to every single game as a kid. Section 301, RFK Stadium. So I had my Art of Receiving T-shirt on in 91. I went to every single game. They won the Super Bowl. So, I listen, B-Mitch should be in Canton. I've always been a big fan of Brian Mitchell and the Washington football team, man. So, I worked there for a couple of years before moving out to L.A. in 06. So, I'm very excited about week one, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be an exciting game.
So, what should Washington fans – listen, everybody knows Herbert. So, we'll start there, but kind of give us the lay of the land with this Chargers team. Do you believe it's only 90 days away till they're playing?
I can't believe it. And, there's so many storylines in this game. It's such a fun week one game. When usually when you have an AFC, NFC matchup, you know, it's kind of tough to find the storylines, but not in this one, right? You have the reigning defensive rookie of the year versus the reigning offensive rookie of the year. You have that Chase Young, Rashawn Slater matchup that everybody was talking about a couple of years ago, really put Rashawn Slater on the map and got him to 13 overall. You have this new look offensive line against perhaps the best defensive line of football in Washington. There's so much. Keenan Allen, William Jackson. You have Chase Young, Joey Bosa. You know, there's so many different things that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, there's so much that's going to happen between now and September when we talk about training camp and potential injuries. But I'm excited about week one, fellas.
You know, when you normally look at these games, it's always about the quarterbacks against the quarterbacks and things of that nature. But I think in this game, if you push the O-line against the D-line and look at our D-lineman against their D-lineman, I think you can push the issue with that without having to even much bring up the quarterbacks per se.
It's very true. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, for as good as Justin Herbert was last year, he was pressured a lot, and he was put in situations where he had to kind of make plays on the run. You bring in an all-pro center and Corey Linsley. Hopefully Brian Bulaga is healthy. He was injured most of last season. They bring in Matt Filer, an established vet from Pittsburgh. You bring in Slater, who I mentioned. So this offensive line is going to be tested. I mean, talk about a test week one to go west to east and face this Washington defensive line. They're going to know right away, and it may take some time for them to kind of gel from a chemistry perspective. So it's probably, you know, from a Washington perspective, you probably want to see this O-line earlier than later before they gel. But you're right, B. Mitch. The trenches is kind of where this game starts.
So one player that I've always loved going back to his time at Florida State is Derwin James. He was such a monster as a rookie and has just dealt with terrible injuries. What's the latest with Derwin? Is he back on the field? What are expectations surrounding him?
He's full go. He's ready to go. And you're right, man. He's point blank just a game changer. And he has this infectious energy. Offense, defense, special teams, everybody gravitates towards this guy. They won 12 games, and he was making kind of game-changing plays. I never compare anybody to Sean Taylor, but, like, this guy was making Sean Taylor-like plays his rookie year. And you said it, the last 2 years, he's just been kind of hit with this injury bug. Joey Bosa and Derwin James have never been on the field together really 100% because, you know, the first year they go 12-4, Derwin as a rookie. Joey was hurt for a majority of that year, came back late dealing with the foot injury. The following year, Derwin gets hurt. Joey has this great year. They were already out of playoff contention. And obviously last year, Derwin was out the entire year. So I'm excited to see, you know, the Chargers have an impact player on all three levels of their defense. We talk about Bosa, Derwin in the back end, and then Kenneth Murray, who I think is going to take a big leap in year two. So this defense under Brandon Staley, I'm excited to see what it looks like. Nazir Adderley, another guy in the secondary that hasn't played with Derwin. So it's going to be kind of a new-look defense with Brandon Staley at the controls.
What do you think of Staley? I mean, he is young. I was surprised by the hire, and I've seen a couple of interviews with him, and I'm impressed. That you got to see it on the field, see what he can produce and what the outcomes look like. But what's the vibe with the Chargers right now with a new young head coach?
He's been great, man, and he's almost like a McVay 2.0
right.
On the defensive side, right? He's this young, energetic guy, incredibly engaging with the media. I think his first press conference went like 95 minutes. But wow. What's interesting about him, guys, is that, yeah, he's a defensive mind, but he played quarterback in college. So, you know, and he worked with, you know, Joe Lombardi was one of his coaches. So he can see the game through the quarterback's eyes. And I think at the end of the year, everyone thought that, okay, you got to bring in an offensive-minded coach to coach Justin Herbert for the next decade plus. Instead, the Chargers went with a guy who kind of sees all three phases of the game. He has that defensive background, but he understands how important Justin Herbert's development is going to be. And he sees the game from that perspective. And you look at some of these, you know, Hall of Fame coaches, you know, that had – really star quarterbacks from Bill Belichick to Tony Dungy. I mean, you're hoping that Justin Herbert, you know, it's only year two, but as he progresses here in L.A., Brandon Staley is somebody that he can kind of grow with and at the same time kind of try to replicate what the Rams did defensively with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald with Derwin James and Joey Bosa.
Well, what's the one thing that you would say that they have to correct that was probably was a bad thing for them, something they had to be concerned about last year?
Something very close to your heart, B. Mitch, special teams. Special teams, they lost a bunch of games on special teams and game management. They were missing field goals. They weren't good in really any phase in special teams. So you bring in Darius Swinton, a new special teams coordinator. They had 9 draft picks this year. So a lot of these guys, if they're going to make the roster, they're going to have to make an impact on special teams. So that's the biggest thing. That it's the difference between winning and losing in this league. And, you know, they were 7-9 last year. They lost a bunch of close games, and had things gone the other way, they could have easily been in the playoffs, but special teams was their Achilles heel.
How tough is it to be in a division against Patrick Mahomes?
It's not great. It's not, but you know what? The Chargers have played the Chiefs very, very close. And I go back to week 2 of last year when Tyrod Taylor was supposed to start. All of a sudden, we see Justin Herbert get trotted out there. The Chargers led that game wire to wire. They led that game wire to wire. The Chiefs kick a field goal in overtime to beat them. Week 17, Mahomes didn't play. The Chargers beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. So this rivalry between Herbert and Mahomes is really going to get started this year. Week 3, they go to Arrowhead, and then I think week 15 is Thursday Night Football in L.A. So it's difficult, but I think the Chargers have a very talented roster. It's just about putting this together and staying healthy. Health has just been – it's been the issue with this team for the last several years.
Sure. I haven't looked at the Chargers' full schedule. Are there a bunch of primetime games? I imagine the NFL wants to get Herbert into the spotlight.
Yeah,
they have 3 this year. So I think they go – and they're all at SoFi Stadium. So it's the Raiders Monday Night Football week 4. I want to say week 11, Steelers Sunday Night Football, and then – Thursday night, Chiefs-Chargers at SoFi Stadium late in the year. So, yeah, 3 is good. And then you never know with the flex schedule. You can get flexed out or flexed in. But this is an interesting team. And like I said, it doesn't get much better in terms of like, all right, let's see where you're at in week 1 against the Washington football team.
It seemed like the Raiders are going to be all the primetime games.
Yeah.
The most expensive in primetime because of that new stadium. And it's Las Vegas.
And it's Vegas. Yeah, and it's the Raiders. Yeah, it's the silver and black. They travel well. I have not been to that. You guys have not been to that stadium, obviously, either. But I'm looking forward to getting out to Vegas.
So am I. I mean, Washington goes there in December. How dope is SoFi, though? I want to see that place, too.
Man, I can't even explain it to people. The only way I explain it is when you walk in, it feels like you're stepping into a game of Madden. It's like that futuristic. You know, we got to go to the games last year and sit in the press box, but you go from point A to point B, and you really can't get the vibe of what it's going to be like. I mean, the sound system's incredible. It's going to be really loud, but we did a season ticket member event in April, and just having like 10-15% of capacity in there, it felt like a pregame buzz, and you got a kind of a little taste of what it's going to be like this fall. But hey, this is what it's going to be, fellas. It's Super Bowl in February, Chargers-Washington football team. This is just a preview in week 1.
Wow. Planting his flag. I like it. Hey,
let's
Chris,
go.
We will take that.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for the time,
right, Chris,
dude. Great to catch
you,
up with you, and I'll see you in September, I assume.
Absolutely. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it, guys.
All right. Everybody give him a follow on Twitter. That is Chris Hare, H-A-Y-R-E. When we return... B. Mitch, have you heard what Le'Veon Bell said about one of your former coaches?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're going to find out. We're going to do that next, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.